A burning stick is snatched from the fire is something that's already been burned. The fire has stopped. It's been taken out of the fire, so to speak. Double jeopardy, in other words. And then the angel of the Lord comes and wraps Joshua with a garment, so to speak, to recognize that he's been forgiven and made righteous. What the angel of the Lord is saying here is essentially that the conviction already happened. It's already been dealt with. The verdict has been made. Your accusation just doesn't work. Double jeopardy. My friends, I said some words just a couple weeks ago that changed someone's day in a dramatic way. Very rarely has that happened. And very rarely has it happened that I've just said just a couple words and it's changed that person's day, you know, the way they look on their day in a dramatic way. But it did happen. And this is what happened. I was sitting down with someone. I had my cell phone. This person had their cell phone. We were kind of looking on our phones. I was texting someone. And this other person that I was with was looking at the news for the day, trying to set their mind and set their priorities for what they were going to do. And they shared with me some of the news feed that they were getting from their cell phone. They start off by saying this: "It looks like it's going to snow tonight. The weather says this." And I paused for a moment. I thought that was strange because I didn't think I had heard it was going to snow, and I heard that like a week before. Then the person continued, and the next thing that they said was that there was a crash on Highway 34, and the highways are going to be shut down, or had been shut down. And I thought to myself, that's kind of strange. That sounds like the news about a week ago. I remember reading something about that, but it was like a week ago. And then they went on and said, tonight there's a Beavers game at 7 p.m. at Gill Coliseum. And at that moment, man, I knew something was up. And I said, you know what? And this person had set their entire mindset for the day and their plan based on the news that they were reading on their cell phone. And I realized what they had done. Their cell phone was giving them old news from a week ago. And so I kind of blurted out to him these words that changed his life. I said, "That's old news." And sure enough, it changed his day. He no longer had a mindset based on news that wasn't so true. He kind of had a more positive mindset and searched for news that was current. My friends, when Satan accuses us, it ain't nothing but bad news. It ain't nothing but old news. It's not current. It's digging up old dirt that's already been dealt with. When people share that they're going through troubles, I have found, and I do this myself, I find that we base our decision-making on news that's really old and really shouldn't project anything upon us for the day ahead. Should I go and talk to my friend or my relative that I haven't spoken with for a couple years? Know the conclusion we come to, and we base our conclusion on a hard discussion in which we said something that wasn't so good a long time ago. Should I say something at church and give an idea for what the church could do? And sometimes the conclusion we come to is no. Why? Because I did that like 3 years ago and I was shut down. And there was that mean pastor Lucky said, no, you shouldn't do that. And so see what the person did. They relied on past information that projected what they would do. Should I volunteer in the community for something in Philomath? No, we say, because I wasn't thanked the last time back in 2018. But do you know what that is, friends? We're basing decisions on old sins that have been dealt with and covered. That's the message of Zechariah chapter 3. He's getting across to God's people. You see, the garments are new, white. The filthy garments have been taken off. And each day is an opportunity to see a new way that God is leading his people forward, leading us forward. Each day is filled with possibilities of joy and purpose and new beginnings with the Lord. So the next time you feel that sick feeling and you're being accused by Satan, just tell him. Just tell him. That's old news. It's been dealt with. I'm focused on the present and what God has done for me and the white garments I have in my baptism, clothed in him to serve him today. Amen.